Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 on your AM dial, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. So if you were hoping to hear Carl and Linda, you're going to be disappointed. But I am here at Carl's request to fill in for him as he's enjoying a vacation. I hope he is having a good time. For the next 2 hours, I will have three climate scientists and one climate science journalist on the air. For the first half hour, we will have Dr. Gavin Schmidt. He is a NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies climate scientist. The second hour, we will have Dr. Simon Donner. He's an associate professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. For the third hour, we will have Robert Henson, who is a climate science journalist and the author of The Rough Guide to Climate Change. And for the final half hour, we will have Melanie Fitzpatrick. She is a climate scientist with the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists down in Berkeley. So you're always welcome to call in at 605-4567 and ask questions of these climate scientists as we review four main issues for the 2 hours. The first issue is global warming happening. The second half hour, our primary focus will be on is human activity, the chief and primary cause of global warming. The third half hour, hopefully we will address the issue of the scientific consensus on this issue. And finally, in the final half hour, we will get into the impacts for the world, and especially for Northern California, as we look at droughts, heat waves, wildfires, and the possibility that we may have some water scarcity issues as the Sierra snowpack declines. So once again, if you're interested in talking with any of these climate scientists, give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll be placed in line when we get those scientists online with us.
Well, good morning, Doug, and welcome to the guest host slot. It's 7:08, and right now it is time to break away for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Chris Lasondesk brings us the latest from the street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over a half hour into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points at 15,232. The S&P 500 adding 4 points at 1643, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 12 points at 3464. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 83 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 2 cents at 1323, Pfizer adding 10 cents at 2926, Sprint Nextel down 3 cents at $7.19, and General Electric up 6 cents at 2383. Of local interest, PG&E down 2 cents at $45.30, Costco's down 39 cents at $111.31, and North Valley Bank down 22 cents at $17 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.21%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 48 cents a barrel at $98.51, and precious metals are lower with gold down $16.84 an ounce at $13.67.51, while silver's down 20 cents at $21.63. This is Chris Lasondesk at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 243-7561. And we'll take a quick look at North State weather. Mostly sunny, a high near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 57. Sunny as Wednesday rolls in, a high again near 80. Currently at Reading, we have 63. And this report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And good morning. This is Doug Craig again, and we're talking with you from the studios in downtown Reading at KCNR, 1460 AM. I am filling in once again for Carl Lindebaud. In a moment, we'll have Dr. Gavin Schmidt from NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies. Stay tuned.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malaki, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Buttonham from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive D. Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Wind River Casino, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, Record Searchlight, and Five Star Bank. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org.
KCNR 1460, that's Free Fire Radio, 713 on Tuesday morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals to fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383. Now back to our guest host, Doug Craig.
Good morning, Reading. This is Doug Craig filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM. We have a very special guest on the line from New York right now. Is Dr. Gavin Schmidt available? Are you there, sir? Hello, Dr. Schmidt. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for being there. Let me just quickly introduce you. Dr. Schmidt is a climate modeler at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York, and is interested in modeling past, present, and future climate. He works on developing and improving coupled climate models, and in particular is interested in how their results can be compared to paleoclimatic proxy data. He has worked on assessing the climate response to multiple forcings, including solar irradiance, atmospheric chemistry, aerosols, and greenhouse gases. Dr. Schmidt received a bachelor's in mathematics from Oxford University, a PhD in applied mathematics from University College London, and was a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration postdoctoral fellow in climate and global change research. He's an associate editor for the Journal of Climate. He was cited by Scientific American as one of the 50 research leaders of 2004 and has worked on education and outreach with the American Museum of Natural History, the Collège de France, and the New York Academy of Sciences. Dr. Schmidt has over 90 peer-reviewed publications and is the co-author with Josh Wolf of Climate Change, Picturing the Science, a collaboration between climate scientists and photographers. Dr. Schmidt was awarded the inaugural AGU, that's the American Geophysical Union Climate Communications Prize, in 2011, and was also named Earth Sky Science Communicator of the Year in 2011. Schmidt is one of the founders and is a contributing editor to the website realclimate.org, which I highly recommend, which tries to provide context and background on climate science issues that are often missing in popular media coverage. Finally, Dr. Schmidt can be found at his Twitter account, Climate of Gavin. So, Dr. Schmidt, I want to get right into it because I know we're short on time and you're a busy man. What do you say when people ask you, is the planet really warming up?
Well, the answer is yes. The planet is warming up. We have lots and lots of evidence. We have evidence from weather station measurements. We've got measurements in the oceans. We can see pretty much anywhere where there's ice on the planet that that ice is melting and receding. That's on all the different continents. We have evidence from, you know, how the seasonality of plants is changing. You know, flowers are blooming, you know, weeks earlier than they used to. Animals are extending their range towards the pole and up mountains. You know, we're seeing a lot of evidence that all lines up that says that the planet is warming and has done over the last 100 years. The more interesting question, perhaps, is why that is happening. We have been looking at lots of different fingerprints of how things in the climate system can change. You know, we've looked at the fingerprints of the sun's changes. We've looked at the fingerprints of, you know, sloshing water in the ocean. We've looked at the fingerprints of particles in the air, of changes in chemistry and changes in the greenhouse gases. And what we find is that over the last 30 or 40 years, the biggest fingerprint that we see is the fingerprint from greenhouse gases, and particularly carbon dioxide. And that carbon dioxide change is almost entirely due to humans burning fossil fuel, mainly coal, gas, and oil, as part of like our everyday lives.
And yet many people, many individuals anyway, who deny that this is true, what you just said, will point to some evidence that they claim suggests that the planet has gone into a plateau or is actually cooling. What do you say to that?
So the planet isn't cooling, but there is noise in the system, right? I mean, the climate system is really very complicated. I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on. There are these El Nino events in the Pacific, the La Nina events, which is the opposite of that. You know, one winter is not the same as another winter. You have these variations in the jet stream. There's a lot of noise in the system, right? It's chaotic in a very technical sense. And when that, what that means is that whenever you look at something, the first thing you see is the noise, is the ups and downs. It's like looking at your, it's like looking at the stock market on, like, you know, every minute. You know, it goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. But that doesn't really tell you very much about the long-term trends. What scientists are saying here is that the long-term trends, like, so when you average over that noise, when you look at the, you know, at the trends of 20, 30, 40 years, you can see a clearer picture. You know, you're trying to pick out the signal from the noise. You know, the fact that climate is changing doesn't mean that we'll never have another cold winter. You know, winters will still be variable. Summers will still be variable. It might still rain on your picnic. There's nothing that we can really do about that. But the average temperatures, the climate, the mean expectation expectation of what the weather's going to be, that is shifting decade by decade by decade, and that's going to get worse in the future.
Now, my understanding is that the climate has warmed up about a degree Fahrenheit, but you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, and many people would have a problem seeing that as a big deal. Why is even the slight warming that we've experienced, why is that such a crisis for humanity?
So the slight warming that we've experienced so far is not a crisis, right? I mean, so let's be clear. You know, the world has not ended because the temperatures have increased by a degree Fahrenheit. It's a little bit more than that, but the problem is what we anticipate going forward, right? We can look at what's happened in the past and we can say, okay, well, what's caused that? And we can get an estimate of how sensitive the planet is to changes. Now, if we weren't changing anything else, then, you know, we'd cope. But we're continuing to change things. Every year, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increases again by another 2 parts per million, which is not, it doesn't sound like a big number, but it's every year and it's accumulative. And in fact, that rate of increase is increasing itself. So, you know, the average rate of increase over the last decade has been more the accelerator of climate. And from our understanding of what we see now, where we're going to go, that's the concern, right? And when you look at the projections based on, you know, our best understanding of how the system
works. Dr. Schmidt, I'm sorry to cut in, but we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Gavin Schmidt from NASA right after this break.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses? Whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun, Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
724 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive, right inside Tobacco and Brew. The T&B Sweeties will fix up any kind of coffee drink you're looking for. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now back to Doug Craig.
Good morning, Redding. This is Doug Craig filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We have about 5 minutes left with NASA climate scientist Gavin Schmidt. Sorry to cut you off there, Dr. Schmidt. We had a message from the chat room expressing confusion about why some scientists interpret the data one way and others interpret it another way. And that's one of the misconceptions, isn't it? We have that term scientific consensus, but it is pretty strong at this point, isn't it?
So, you know, scientists are a fractious bunch, you know, and you never get anywhere by agreeing with everybody else. And so when scientists do agree on something, that's a really quite impressive data point. There's very little doubt. In fact, there's no doubt in the scientific community that's serious about the fact that the planet is warming. There's very little doubt about the fact that our actions are driving the change in carbon dioxide, and that's having the dominant effect on the global mean temperature right now. But there's always somebody who's going to disagree. You know, you can find somebody who still thinks the Earth is flat or that the Big Bang never existed. That's what part of what makes science fun. People are always sparring and checking things. And so when you get something from the national academies, when you get something from the National Climate Assessment, you know, that's gone through, you know, 500 levels of peer review, those are pretty confident statements that you can take.
And what about tipping points? We hear about the glaciers melting and sea level rise, but there are these things called tipping points. What do scientists mean when they talk about that?
So I think we're all familiar with the idea of a threshold, you know, that, you know, something is fine for a while and then just a little bit more, you know, something changes, the straw that breaks the camel's back. So there are lots of thresholds in the system. You know, we've seen thresholds with temperature for pine bark beetles in Colorado and up through British Columbia. We've seen, we've all seen the threshold of where, you know, there's an ice cube and then suddenly, you know, it gets to 0 degrees and after a little bit it melts and it's gone, right? There's a threshold in all of those things. And we think that there are thresholds in the climate system as well. I'm not particularly enamored of the idea that there's just one tipping point and that, you know, we're going to be fine until we hit it and then bang, everything is just going to go to hell. I don't think that exists. But rather, you know, as the impacts of climate change accumulate, what we'll see are more and more thresholds being crossed in this ecosystem here, in this ecosystem over there, in this climatic event. And so, the damage, the impacts that climate change will have will increase, you know, not quite smoothly, but kind of continuously through time. I think we can overuse the whole tipping point metaphor. I don't think things are like that in the real world.
Thank you, Dr. Schmidt. We have about 2 minutes left, and we so appreciate you taking the time. We have Ralph on the line. Go ahead, Ralph. Ask your question, please.
Oh, it's actually a two-pronged question. Number one, how do you explain the chemtrails in our atmosphere, and who is up there flying those planes?
All right. Did you hear that, Dr. Schmidt?
I did. So I don't actually think that there are any chemtrails in the atmosphere. What there are contrails. Those are trails that are left by normal airplanes that are going through a humid environment, and the exhaust that comes out of those planes has small particles in it and water vapor, and that adds to like small clouds. And what you're seeing there is just it's a natural process that occurs in other places, but it's just given a kind of concentrated boost when you've got a plane flying through
slightly saturated
atmosphere. So those are real things. The contrails are real. They do have a small effect on the climate, but there are no chemicals in it, and it's not a deliberate ploy.
Oh, sir, I beg to differ with you. I am a trained observer of things in the air from being a civil defense observer in the 50s. And water vapor disappears quite rapidly, just like steam in the atmosphere does.
No, what you're seeing is not water vapor. What you're seeing is condensate. It's not
gentlemen, we are coming up. Gentlemen, we are coming up against a hard break. I apologize.
Thank you, Dr. Schmidt, for
you're welcome
being with us, and have a great day. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, I'd look forward to that.
Thank you very much.
And we are coming up to our top of the hour break, or actually our bottom of the hour break for the Fox Business Report. Dr. Doug Craig is here as our guest host, and we do appreciate your calls and comments. Also, check in to the chat room at KCNR1460.com, and if you click the little player, you can listen in on the stream, or you can, of course, always dial us up at 530-605-4567.
Network stocks are modestly higher as investors digest the latest reports on the U.S. economy. They're also focusing their attention on the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting, which kicks off today. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up almost 60 points. Meanwhile, 205,000 small Suzuki SUVs are being investigated for issues with the airbag sensors. The probe covers the Grand Vitara from the 2006 through 2011 model years and also includes the SX4 from 2007 through 2011. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received 128 complaints that the front passenger seat airbag sensors turn off when a child sits there. And RetailMeNot.com has its sights set on Wall Street. The online coupon provider plans to raise up to $230 million from an initial public offering. The company plans to list on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SALE. As of December 31st, RetailMeNot says it had contracts with more than 10,000 paid retailers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Jim, did you know that right now, some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding-your-hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo, walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes, it's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this? Exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep, you don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope, no accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver14.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website again is retirementsilver14.com. Retirementsilver, the number 14.com. www.retirementsilver14.com.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arendelle Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
You don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
It is 8:34 on KCNR AM 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company, providing natural spring water to customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988, drawn from protected wells at the base of Mount Shasta. More information at 800-922-6227 or MountShastaSpringWater.com. Now back to our guest host.
Good morning, Redding. This is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are enjoying a much-deserved vacation. And we are covering climate change for the whole 2 hours this morning from 7 to 9. We already had Dr. Gavin Schmidt, a NASA climate scientist. And now we're very pleased to introduce Dr. Simon Donner, an associate professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. Dr. Donner, are you there?
I am. Thanks. It's nice to be on the program, Doug.
It's great to have you. Let me just quickly kind of introduce your background. Before you were at UBC, Dr. Donner worked in the Science, Technology, and Environment program in the Woodrow Wilson School for Public and International Affairs at Princeton University. He obtained his bachelor's degree from an interdisciplinary arts and science program at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, and obtained a master's degree in the Nicholas School of the Environment at Duke University. Finally, he obtained his PhD in atmospheric and oceanic sciences at the University of Wisconsin at Madison with the Center for Sustainability and the Global Environment. At UBC, Dr. Donner leads a broad program of research and teaching and investigates how climate variability and climate change influence society and marine ecosystems. As part of this research, Dr. Donner maintains a very interesting monitoring program in the Pacific Island country of Kiribati, or if you read the word, you might think it's pronounced Kiribati, perhaps, but it's pronounced Kiribati. Finally, Donner is committed to bridging the gap between the academic world and the real world, and he regularly participates in public events, maintains his own blog, Maribo, that's spelled M-A-R-I-B-O, and has a Twitter account and works with students on short videos for the Internet. Once again, thank you for joining us, Dr. Donner. Let's get right into it because we don't have a lot of time. In the first hour, we talked about the fact that the globe is warming. I wondered, from your research and your study, how you believe and have come to believe that humans or human activity is the primary driver for our current climate warming.
Thanks, Doug. You know, it's in some ways it's not about believing that humans are responsible for climate change. It's really just sort of about believing in facts and data. And the evidence that humans are largely responsible for the warming we've seen in the past century comes from really this, you know, slow building of science over 150 years. We first started doing research on how carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases affect the atmosphere back in the mid-1800s. You know, and it's become pretty fundamental stuff in physics. And so over time, as we've collected more data and more research has been done, the sort of consensus has gone towards that view. And, you know, and I share that view.
And so it some people say it's still controversial. And as you know, the public understanding is different than what science believes. What do you believe accounts for that discrepancy between what scientists believe and what the public understands?
Well, you know, it's a complicated subject, right? And but to be really clear, there is no debate within the scientific community about the core of the subject, about the basic fact that if you add more CO2 to the atmosphere, the planet warms up. There's not actually a debate in the scientific community that works on that subject. Now, there are scientists you'll find that think that CO2 is not responsible for warming, but they're not people that actually research this for a living. Because it would be very hard to believe otherwise if you research this for a living, because our conclusions aren't based on, a political consensus. They're based on science that is just built up over about past 150 years. If we were wrong about this, we'd have to, you know, throw out a lot of physics textbooks.
We're talking with Dr. Simon Donner. He's an associate professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. If you have any questions for Dr. Donner, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we have Judy on the line. Go ahead, Judy. Ask your question, please.
Hi.
Yeah, Judy, you're live.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, I'd like to ask about the web pages of the major oil and gas companies. They all acknowledge on their web pages that climate change is happening and that it is caused primarily by human use of fossil fuels. If the oil and gas companies are willing to say this on their web pages, and if they are willing to say on their web pages that we need governmental action to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, specifically they outline putting a price on carbon, how can anybody still have doubts about the subject of climate change? The oil and gas companies have vested interests in the subject, and they acknowledge it. So what exactly is going on here, and how do you respond to it?
That's a really good question and a really good point. There was a time not too long ago, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, when you wouldn't read anything like that on the pages of the oil and gas companies. But they've come around to what they see all of their own scientists and, you know, all the scientists at universities and government institutions around the world are saying, which is that you know, the climate warming is largely due to the burning of fossil fuels. The fact that there's doubts among the public and among some politicians has more to do with, I think, the difference between how science actually works and how people sort of suspect that it works. And then one of the things that's happened a lot in the media coverage, for example, of science is you know, we try to present both sides. When you read an article about anything in the newspaper, you know, a good reporter is doing their job if they try to report both sides of an issue. But in science, you know, we kind of work by consensus. You do research over time. Each scientist adds their contribution. And over time, things move towards, you know, some sort of version of the truth of how the world actually works. And so what happens occasionally is you read an article in the newspaper, and in order to present both sides, they present, you know, the side that the scientific community is on, which represents 99% of the expertise, and then they also present the side of the 1% that might disagree, and that 1% often are people that don't actually even work on the issue for a living, and perhaps sometimes even have, you know, are funded to actually say something that isn't true. But yet they're both appear in the newspaper as if they're evenly balanced, right? And so it's actually false balance. And I think that's one of the things that's caused a lot of the confusion amongst the public.
We're speaking with Dr. Simon Donner, and we will be back right after this break.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino is turning up the heat on the patio this summer with their Heat Wave Highlight Party. Enjoy the scenic view on Elements Patio every Friday night from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. with tropical-inspired cocktail specials, Corona and Corona Light for the cool price of $3.25, and delicious bites from the overtime appetizer menu. Plus, enter to win a GoPro camera. For details on the Heat Wave Highlight, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the patio.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to offer iWin Wireless Gaming and Overtime Sports Bar Fridays from 5 to 9 p.m. Elements Restaurant Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. And during any bingo session, play now. Your iWin Gaming host will provide you with a personal gaming device and help you get started. 9 varieties of games to choose from. Plus, we'll match your play up to $20. For details on iWin Wireless Gaming at Wind River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
KCNR AM 1460, it is 7:45, mostly sunny today, a high near 78, winds about 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 23, so please be a little bit extra fire safe. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 57, and still windy. Mostly sunny as your Wednesday comes in, and it'll be about 80 degrees. And the winds will die down a bit. Currently 64 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Good morning, Reading. This is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And if you have any questions for our special guest this morning, call us at 530-605-4567. We have a caller on the line we'll get to in just a moment, but first I just wanted to ask you, Dr. Donner, who is calling us from, or we actually called him at the University of British Columbia, what keeps you up at night? What is your biggest concern about climate change?
We're going to have to call Dr. Donner right back. Oh. We've dropped the line, but do you want to take the other call while I get Dr. Donner back?
Oh, sure.
All right, so let's switch over. And, Dane, we've dropped Dr. Donner, but we're going to call him back. You are on the air on KCNR 1460.
Thank you. And I have a question for the climate scientist when he comes back on. And I would ask him this in regard to the climate as a whole, and the most major factor, I believe, that is being blatantly ignored by the scientific community, especially the climate science community. Why wouldn't we believe geoengineering is already occurring, which is the global weather modification programs, and we have close-up videos of KC-10s, KC-135s, military tankers spraying in altitude with nozzles clearly visible. We have sun-blocking grid patterns in the sky almost all the time now. This is an express goal of geoengineers. When we have global dimming, the blocking of the sun is now fully 22%, according to the most recent figures. This is a goal of geoengineering.
Okay, Dane, take a deep breath, and we've got Dr. Donner back on the line, so kind of back up a little bit and let him hear your question.
Okay, if he's listening now, then I'll repeat the question, Dr. Donner.
Sure, thank you.
Why shouldn't we believe geoengineering, global weather modification, isn't already occurring when we have close-up videos of KC-10s and KC-135s, military tankers, spraying at altitude with the nozzles clearly visible? Anybody can see this online. We have sun-blocking grid patterns and haze that we see in the sky, which is an express goal of geoengineers and geoengineering patents as well. Global dimming, the blocking of the sun, the goal of geoengineering, now fully 22%. The materials showing up in the ground and countless lab tests around the globe are the exact materials named in geoengineering patents. We have disrupted weather, drought, and deluge. This is a known consequence of saturating the atmosphere with particulates. Government officials like John Holdren, Obama's science advisor,
and Dane,
are actively pushing for these programs. Yes,
Dane, let him respond, please.
Okay, well, I wanted to. It's leading to one question. I'm sorry.
We'll get to the question, please.
That's okay. I think I get the gist of what you're saying.
My
and
question,
there
given
are
all this,
a lot
why wouldn't
of
we believe,
stories
why wouldn't
available,
we believe
a lot of videos available online that claim that governments of the world are already doing geoengineering, like intentionally putting particles up in the atmosphere to change the climate, right, as opposed to unintentionally trying to change the climate through fossil fuel emissions. And that evidence looks very convincing, you know, when you see a video online, when you read some stuff online, and all I can tell you is it's just not true, and a bunch of people are doing this on purpose just to mess with the
public. There's a ton of metal coming down on us.
Believe me, I appreciate what you're saying, and there are all these different impacts on the environment, but not due to intentional government programs. And the number one way we know this is
that
we monitor the atmosphere all the time by a satellite and from the ground, and we don't measure any of it.
I'm asking you a question. How do you know that they're not due to these programs? How can you definitively say that you know for a fact that these programs are not going on? How can you definitively say that?
We can say that just through atmospheric measurements. We don't measure the things that you're talking about on a global scale. And that which we do measure, we know the natural and other anthropogenic emissions or human caused emissions of the different gases and particulates that are up in the atmosphere, and all of that points to the fact that if there was a government program, it would have to be incredibly small because we're not measuring what you're discussing.
Then
believe
why
me,
is NOAA,
you know, I don't trust everything.
All right, gentlemen,
the world
gentlemen,
either, but this is
why
not.
Why is
true.
NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, admitting?
I'm going to turn you down for just a second. I need to sort of step in here. We are up against a break. And, Dane, we do appreciate your call, and we're going to move along with that. And we definitely appreciate your point of view, and we'll give the doctor a chance to respond after we take this break, okay?
The science community is being completely disingenuous.
All righty. And, Doug?
And this is Dr. Doug Craig, psychologist in Reading, and we're so glad to have all our listeners. And if you have another question for Dr. Donner, give us a call at 605-4567, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
And KCNR AM 1460, just like the man said, 753. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading, 244-9141.
Good morning, Reading. This is Doug Craig filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM. If you have any questions for our special guest, call us at 530-605-4567. We're talking with Dr. Simon Donner. He is an associate professor in the Department of Geography at the University of British Columbia. And one of the most exciting things that you do, Dr. Donner, is head down to a Pacific Island country of Caribous. I wondered if you could tell us about your research and what you do down there.
Well, so Caribous is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's sort of near the intersection of the equator and the international dateline, which is sort of really right in the center. And we do a couple different things there. Caribous, most of the land in Caribous is less than a couple meters above the ocean. And so we're studying, you know, how Caribous is dealing with the rising sea levels. But the other thing we do there is we study the coral reefs. And coral reefs are this, you know, sort of tropical, sort of magical underwater world to people in our part of the world. But in a place like Caribous, they're really vital, you know, to people's like, sort of everyday survival, protecting from the shoreline and providing food and whatnot. And corals are very sensitive to the climate. If you tweak the temperature a little bit, tweak the ocean chemistry a little bit, they can't survive. And so we're studying those reefs in particular because there's a way in which the climate varies in Caribous that is quite unique. They have a lot of regular sort of heat waves. And so we're able, by studying the reefs there, we're able to sort of understand how corals will survive in a future with more heat waves, basically.
And tell us about the people down there. I think we don't always appreciate what it's like to live that close to the global ocean and the fright that they must be going through knowing what might happen in the future. How are they coping?
Well, it's an interesting thing, you know, and on one hand, the whole country is threatened by climate change. You know, 1 to 2 meters of sea level rise effectively means the end of the country, right? And even if the land is still there, there'll be no fresh water left, and so it won't really be inhabitable. So on the one hand, you know, they have this serious, just existential threat. But on the other hand, these are some pretty tough, resilient people. I mean, they've lived for hundreds and hundreds of years in what to us would seem like a very marginal place, but they've been able to develop ways of dealing with living so close to the ocean, living with the occasional high tide and that sort of thing. And now, I mean, really what people in Caribous are looking for is some international assistance to deal with the long-term threats of climate change, reconstructing seawalls, trying to rebuild the shoreline after flooding events and things like that. And also, you know, unfortunately, if nothing's really seriously done about climate change, you know, the president of the country and many people there are thinking about, well, where can we go? Because, you know, their grandchildren are going to need to think about living in another place.
And if people want to learn more information about this, how can they reach you or reach your Twitter account?
I'm pretty easy to reach. If you just type my name, if you just type Simon Donner into Google, I'm the Simon Donner that pops up, and you'll see him at the University of British Columbia. And my blog, my Twitter account, and even just my webpage that describes the work we do at the university is a good place to learn about climate change, but also just to learn about the country Caribous and the research that we do there.
Very good. We have a caller on the line. Doug, go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm on air. I'm a little bit behind because I couldn't hear the program on the phone, so I'll just direct my question to Dr. Donner if he's still available.
Sure.
You talked about the islanders. Aren't they kind of the canary in a coal mine, so to speak, for the rest of us? I understand that we could see a 25-meter sea level rise if the ice caps melt in the northern hemisphere and Greenland. And I think we have to understand that the threat could be very real and very soon for many of us. So I'll just ask that question, and I'll get off the air to hear the answer. Thank you.
Well, I thank you for the question. In some ways, you could talk about a place like Caribous as a canary in the coal mine because obviously the places that are closer to sea level are in more immediate threat. Now, nobody is threatening 25 meters of sea level rise at any time in the near future. What we would see from the melting of the major ice sheets on the planet would be more, you know, on the order of 10 meters of sea level rise, but even that could take many centuries to happen. This century, the expectation is probably somewhere in the ballpark of 1 meter, depending again on greenhouse gas emissions over the next century. And that might not sound like a much, but for every small amount of sea level rise, that means every storm surge is a lot higher. And so a place like Kiribati has a lot of threat, but you don't have to go all the way to Kiribati, right? You can look at Florida. You know, right here in Vancouver where I live, one of the islands that is home to about 100,000 people, just here, one of the sort of suburbs of Vancouver,
and Dr. Donner, we're gonna have
is only
to step
about
1 meter
above the ocean.
Dr. Donner, we're coming up against a hard break, sir, so we're going to say our farewells.
Thank you, Dr. Donner, for getting up so early and joining us, and we appreciate your knowledge, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on the program.
More with Dr. Doug Craig coming up after the top of the hour on KCNR.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Despite the concern of some lawmakers in both parties, the government's now leaked surveillance program
protects the privacy and civil liberties of the American people.
The head of the NSA also detailing how the phone and internet record keeping has thwarted terrorists. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House on the House intelligence hearing.
The director of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander, makes no apologies for his agency's collection of millions of phone and internet records.
That I would much rather be here today debating this point than trying to explain how we failed to prevent another 9/11.
Alexander says these programs help foil 50 plots, including 10 aimed at the American homeland.
These programs are critical to the intelligence community's ability to protect our nation and our allies' security.
He says one problem with the leak that exposed the program is it left a very inaccurate impression about the program. Dave?
Mike, they're trying to come up with a consensus at the G8 summit on what to do about Syria. This is in Northern Ireland. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen covering the summit live.
Dave, the summit wrapping up with leaders agreeing a joint statement on Syria. It calls on both sides in the conflict to allow UN inspectors to investigate claims of chemical weapons usage. It also includes a commitment to arranging peace talks, but there's no mention of what might happen to Syria's President Bashar Assad after Russia insisted the statement shouldn't discuss his fate. The White House says it welcomes the consensus leaders were able to reach, Dave.
Simon, we're going to talk to our enemy in the war in Afghanistan. The Taliban is opening a political office in Qatar, and the U.S. will hold direct peace talks with the militant group. This is Afghan forces take control in the war.
ISAF forces will be shifting from a combat to a support role.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, U.S. troops will withdraw by the end of next year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 96 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What happened to Jimmy Hoffa? That question has been asked for 38 years, and the FBI is searching for the answer in Michigan. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is on the case live.
Searches for Jimmy Hoffa have led to the raising of a horse barn in Milford, Michigan, and digging up of a suburban Detroit yard just last year. Tony Zarilli's dad was a Detroit mob boss back in the 70s. He appears to be promoting a manuscript he's written about what he claims he knows about Hoffa's disappearance. David Chasnick is Zarilli's attorney.
There was a barn that used to be on the property, and we believe it's underneath the ground.
The barn is long gone. The FBI is using a backhoe to dig up the Oakland Township, Michigan field. Dave?
Jennifer, a teenage boy attacked by a shark in Texas.
It's not something folks on Surfside Beach, Texas usually worry about.
I think the last time we had a shark bite was about 20 years ago.
Zoandra Monette, the first medic on the scene Monday after a 15-year-old boy's dip in the ocean ended with a shark bite, but not without a fight.
This kid felt the shark bite his calf and then literally grabbed the shark and tore it off of him.
The boy, who also suffered lacerations to his hands, was transported via helicopter to a Houston hospital where he's in stable condition. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
New research is linking red meat and type 2 diabetes.
The study funded by NIH says that when red meat consumption goes up by more than a half serving a day over 4 years, it multiplies the diabetes threat by 48%. Other doctors say red meat in and of itself is not necessarily the problem. It's not the type of protein, it's the type of fat, and people can help themselves by choosing lean cuts of meat. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Another hit for Justin Bieber, this time with his car. L.A. police say the pop star hit a pedestrian late last night in Hollywood, but no crime was committed and no one badly hurt. TMZ has shown video of a Ferrari surrounded by paparazzi, and a photographer falls down as Bieber drives off. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
It is 8:05 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Dr. Doug Craig, will be on in just a moment with continuing on the topic this morning. We have phones all stacked up, so if you're trying to get through, please be patient. But right now on the line, we have our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. He's going to kick us right off into the market minute for this hour. Chris?
Good morning, Bob. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are moving higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 99 points at 15,279. The S&P 500 is adding 8 points at 1647, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 22 points at 3475. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 144 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's up 40 cents at $25.50. Cisco Systems adding 8 cents at $24.78. Apple up $2.09 at $4.34.05, while Microsoft is up 8 cents at $35.07. Of local interest, PG&E up 23 cents at $45.55. Reading Bank of Commerce adding 7 cents at $4.91. And Verizon up 70 cents at $51.41. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.2%, the 2-year Treasury yielding 0.27. Oil's up 13 cents a barrel at $98.16, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $23.81 an ounce at $13.60.54, while silver's down 30 cents an ounce at $21.53. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Chris. Well, the Wells Fargo Market Minute is heard every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading, 243-7561. Mostly sunny today, a high near 80 degrees, partly cloudy tonight. We're going to have winds gusting into the 20-mile-an-hour range, so please be extra fire careful in spite of the cooler temperatures. Sunny for your Wednesday and a high near 79. It is 65 right now with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And now, after being very, very patient, our guest host, Dr. Doug Craig.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Doug Craig. I'm a clinical psychologist in the daytime, and at night I'm a blogger on climate of change at Reading.com, so you can check that out. And if you have any questions for our special guest this morning, give us a call at 530-605-4567. We've already heard from Dr. Gavin Schmidt, a NASA climate scientist. We've heard from Dr. Simon Donner, a associate professor at the University of British Columbia. And now we have a very special guest, Mr. Robert Henson. Are you there, Bob?
Hi, Doug. Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for being there. Let me kind of tell our audience who you are and why you're so important. Robert Henson grew up in Oklahoma City, surrounded by the wild weather of the U.S. Great Plains, and it was a tornado warning that they got him interested in atmospheric science way back at the age of 7. Mr. Henson is award-winning author and journalist on topics primarily concerned with the weather and climate change. His bachelor's degree at Rice University featured an interdisciplinary major in meteorology and psychology. He went to graduate school in both meteorology and journalism at the University of Oklahoma, and for his master's thesis in journalism, he studied the broadcasting of severe weather warnings on local television. Way back in 1989, Henson joined the National Center for Atmospheric Research, I believe that's called NCAR, and its parent organization, the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research, I believe that's called UCAR, I think.
That's right. Okay. On both counts.
All right. And now Henson has interviewed dozens of the world's top climate scientists while producing newsletters and reports for UCAR and NCAR, and he has won several distinguished technical communication awards in international competitions sponsored by the Society for Technical Communication. As a freelance writer, his work has appeared in Nature, Scientific American, Discover, Audubon, Sierra, and dozens of other publications. He is a contributing editor for the magazine WeatherWise and wrote and produced more than 100 segments for the U.S. syndicated radio program The Weather Notebook. His current book, The Rough Guide to Climate Change, was shortlisted for the Royal Society's 10,000 pound, and that's not weight, that's money in England, Science Book Prize. And I highly recommend the book. Again, it's The Rough Guide to Climate Change. It's in its third edition. I have about 200 books on climate change and global warming, and this is one of my favorites. It's very readable. I highly recommend, if you're going to read one book on climate change, read Mr. Henson's Rough Guide. Now, finally, he's also the author of Weather on the Air, A History of Broadcast Meteorology, which was published by the American Meteorological Society in 2010. So welcome, Bob, after all that. I'm so glad that you are with us today. And we've already talked to Dr. Schmidt and Dr. Donner about global warming, whether it's real or not, and whether humans are causing it or not. And I wondered if you could address the issue of scientific consensus. You've studied this matter a great deal. I just wonder what your impressions are in regard to the consensus on this issue.
Well, thanks, Doug. Thanks for the very kind words. I appreciate that a lot. Well, there are a number of ways you can look at consensus. You know, at heart, it's basically, do people agree? And in the realm of climate change, there's a lot of evidence that virtually all scientists agree on the core facts, the basic idea that we're putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, the atmosphere is warming, and the CO2 is the primary cause of that. The IPCC reports are a good example, but it's important to point out that those are actually distillations of a lot of other science. You know, thousands and thousands of papers feed into the IPCC reports. So those individual papers each are building blocks in the understanding of climate change. I think if you went to a university department of atmospheric science, you could simply walk down the hall and chat up professors, and one by one they would tell you that consensus. Every scientific society around the world, you know, national, international societies agree. And I think one of the most compelling explanations or things to ponder is that if you believe that the climate isn't warming because of human effects, then you have to come up with a reason for the warming we're observing, and you have to explain away carbon dioxide, because we've known for more than 100 years that carbon dioxide has a warming effect. So you have to really accomplish two things instead of just one, and I think that's what makes it so difficult to really counter the consensus.
We're listening to Mr. Henson on KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
8:15, call it 8:16 on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Crown Motors. Steve Robertson and the crew are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They serve Reading and the surrounding areas. They've got used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Also, 555 Cypress Avenue, 223-2177, Crown Motors.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Doug Craig filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning, talking about climate change with experts from around the country. And we even had a caller or an expert from Canada earlier this morning. We're talking right now with Robert Henson. And Mr. Henson is a meteorologist, journalist, author. He's an expert on severe weather, including tornadoes, thunderstorms, and hurricanes, and is the author of The Rough Guide to Climate Change. And Bob, I wondered what you believe or what you have found from your study is the relationship between global warming, climate change, and severe weather events across the planet.
Well, Douglas, you know, climate and weather are related, but not exactly the same thing. One author put it this way. He said, climate is what you expect, weather is what you get. And another analogy I like is that climate is are the clothes in your wardrobe, and weather are the clothes you wear on a particular day. So they're intimately related, but there are certainly differences in how climate change affects different kinds of weather. I think the strongest connection is actually with precipitation. There's been a number of studies that have shown over the last 10 or 20 years that when it rains or snows in the United States and many other parts of the world, those heaviest rain and snow events tend to be even heavier. And at the same time, they're interspersed by dry periods that can be a little bit longer. So, in other words, the precipitation we're getting is being concentrated in more intense bursts. So that certainly raises the possibility of more intense floods when you have floods. But the warmer temperatures do two things that are kind of paradoxical. But on the one hand, they increase evaporation from the oceans, so you have more water vapor in the air on average. But where it's dry, the heat is also allowing water to escape from the soil more readily. So where it's dry, it tends to be a little more dry, and the impacts of drought can be intensified. When it's wet, those impacts are more intense. When you get to the scale of things like hurricanes and tornadoes, the relationships to climate change are a lot more complex. There's no real evidence that tornadoes are increasing in intensity or numbers over the last several decades. If anything, it's possible that the tornado situation is becoming more variable, just like the wet and dry situation I explained, where you may have long periods with very few tornadoes and then a concentrated rounds of a number of tornadoes. Heat waves are sort of an obvious consequence of a warmer planet. If it's warmer in average, then the intensity of this given heat wave will probably be greater. So those are kind of the main things that pop in my mind when I'm thinking about extreme weather and climate change.
You and I attended the American Geophysical Union's Communicating Climate Science Conference in the mountains, Rocky Mountains of Colorado last week, and I noticed dead trees everywhere. I wondered if you could talk about the lodgepole pine, the pine bark beetle, and how that all plays into the climate change issue.
That's a really good question, Doug, and a really fascinating and scary problem for those of us who live here in Colorado and in other places that they're dominated by pine forests. What seems to have happened over the last, say, 15 years is a combination of natural processes, including the pine bark beetle itself, which is a natural part of our ecosystem, but goosed by changes in climate. One of those changes is that we have had very little extreme cold in the winter. The mountainous areas of Colorado have not been dipping down to, say, minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which used to be seen a lot more regularly. When that doesn't happen, the beetles are a lot more prone to survive a winter and then proliferate in the spring and summer. On top of that, we had a very serious drought in 2002, and we've had a number of weaker droughts since then. That has allowed the beetles that survive these less cold winters to thrive, and we've just had massive beetle kill throughout the Rockies of Colorado, and that has left a number of trees essentially sitting there dead in the forest, and those trees and forests were already fairly dense and overgrown because of the way fires have been managed over the last century. So it's just a recipe for trouble, and certainly even in forests that haven't been affected by the beetles, such as the one in the Black Forest northeast of Colorado Springs, when there is a fire, the record high temperatures just exacerbate the spread of the fire. So the pine beetle epidemic seems to be abating a little bit, but the effects are certainly going to persist because of all the trees that have been killed already.
Thank you, Bob. We are talking to Robert Henson, the author of The Rough Guide to Climate Change on KCNR, 1460 AM. We'll be right back after this break.
Ah, summer. Sunshine, kids home all day, company visiting. Ugh, cobwebs, dirty carpets, and those windows. Now's the time to give Service Master of the North Valley a call. Whether it's one room or the whole house, at Service Master, we clean carpets and upholstery, tile and grout, and strip and wax vinyl floors. From kitchen to bathrooms, call Service Master to keep up with your summer cleaning needs. Get rid of the dust, the dirt, the cobwebs, and even see through those windows again. Hey, it's summer, and the sun is shining. Call Service Master of the North Valley for a free estimate. 722-1101. That's 722-1101.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
It is 8:24 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypher Square Barbershop, 2463 Evans Avenue. They are man's last stronghold. It's where Carl Bott gets his haircut, where I get my haircut, and guys, where you need to get your haircut too. Cypher Square Barbershop.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are having a nice time on a vacation, I hope. And if you have any questions for our special guests, please call 530-605-4567. We have Mr. Robert Henson on the line. He is the author of The Rough Guide to Climate Change. And we have a caller. Ed, go ahead. Please call, ask your question.
Good morning, Doug. Great show. Hey, this question, maybe you could pass on to your next guest on local effects, but since the subject came up, my general impression is while some of the first-order effects, like global heating, are fairly predictable, that some others, like future rainfall and how much of our in Northern California our precipitation will fall as rain and snow is not as predictable. And that's what I'd like to ask your guest, if maybe you could inform us on that. Is there a way really to predict for an area like Northern California's future rainfall patterns? Because that is likely, in my opinion, to be in terms of flooding and or fires, forest fires, the first real effect we're going to see up here of global heating?
That's a great question, and I would agree that precipitation changes would be the first thing you all would notice. In fact, I saw that your precipitation in Reading for the calendar year so far since January 1st is only about 7 to 8 inches as compared to normal of 20 to 21 inches, so that's quite distressing. I'm guessing that's probably your driest calendar year on record for January to this point in the year. You know, Northern California is in a bit of a transition zone in terms of the global picture of how precipitation is expected to change. The increasing consensus of models is that it's going to get wetter on average up toward the far northern tier of U.S. states and southern Canada, and it's going to be getting increasingly drier toward the southern tier, especially the southwest.
Exactly,
US.
And the question is, where is that line? Which side of that line are we on?
That's a real good question, and it's going to take some more time, I think, to really nail that down, and it could be a process. You know, that line could shift over time and probably will shift over time, but I would say, regardless of where that line is, when there is a drought, the warmer temperatures are going to make that the effects of that drought more intense, and as well, it'll tend to consolidate the snow season into a smaller point of the year, so you're going to have larger tails of rainy periods on either side and then a more condensed snow season. And how that affects water storage and water capture, I guess, needs to be determined.
Any other question, Ed?
Well, just brief comment. In terms of the temperatures, I pointed this out before, depending on what we do over the next 50 or 60 years, it looks like the climate projections are the Redding area will have a more or less the future climate of somewhere between Barstow and Death Valley by the end of the century in terms of the temperature pickup. So the only question, I guess, is whether it'll be hot and dry like those regions now, or quite possibly hot and wet, which may sound like better, but maybe not if you happen to be on a floodplain.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the Mediterranean aspects of the climate to change dramatically. In other words, it should tend to be dry in the summertime and wet in the wintertime. So when it's hot, it probably won't be super wet.
I was exaggerating a little bit there for effect. You admit that?
Yeah, that's good.
Likely we're going to have a wet season in the winter and a dry season in the summer. It just, depending on the temperature, how fast it increases, how much less of that rain is going to come as snow. So how are creeks and rivers going to dry, how soon they're going to dry up in the summer and how much they're going to tend to flood in the winter, I guess I should have put it to you.
Yeah, those are great questions, and some of those still to be determined. But I know there's a lot of ongoing research on the hydrologic system and how it responds in places like California to climate change.
All right, Ed, we're going to thank you for your call and move along, okay?
Bye.
Okay.
And finally, as we're getting toward the end of the hour here, Bob, I just wondered, we're giving the audience a fairly grim news. Is there anything that gives you hope, or are there solutions that we should be working on?
Well, I'm optimistic about development of renewable energy. Here at UCAR and NCAR, we're doing a lot of research to help improve forecasting of that kind of energy. For example, how much sun will be hitting solar panels, large solar arrays. And if large power utilities know that and then can account for that, then they can marshal their resources accordingly. We're also trying to do more pinpoint forecasts of wind energy. And I should say we're developing the technologies to do that forecasting. Our role is not to actually literally issue the forecast, but we work really hard to make forecasts better. And that includes weather as well as climate. So it's really a pleasure to be here and be able to cover that for our Atmos News website, which your listeners might be interested in checking out. If you just Google Atmos News, A-T-M-O-S-N-E-W-S, it should come up. And I do a fairly regular blog-like series of articles about every couple weeks. And you can subscribe to get email notices of our Atmos News material by just going to that website.
Thank you, Bob, for joining us. And we'll be right back after this break.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Thanks, Bob.
And we're going to be hitting our Fox News break at the bottom of the hour real quickly. Sunny today, a high near 78 and a low tonight of 57 degrees. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. And when we come back from Fox News at the bottom of the hour, we'll have more with our guest host, Dr. Doug Craig.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu, the head of the National Security Agency, making his case for his agency's monitoring program.
I would much rather be here today debating this point than trying to explain how we failed to prevent another 9/11.
Keith Alexander telling the House Intelligence Committee that NSA programs helped prevent over 50 terrorist attacks on September 11th. Critics see the program as an intrusion of privacy. U.S. officials say they will begin meeting with the Taliban at the group's new Qatar office within days.
According to senior U.S. officials, the Taliban will first issue a statement saying it opposes groups using Afghan soil as a springboard to threaten other countries, and that it supports the Afghan peace process.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson and the FBI resuming its search for Jimmy Hoffa in a suburban Detroit field, the former Teamsters Union member last seen nearly 40 years ago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Fox News Early.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater sizzles with this year's Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center's Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's star performers include Dr. Richard Malucky, family practice physician, Scott Lewis of Placer Title, Aaron Rader of Rader Excavating, Natalie Buttonham from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness, retired broadcast executive Dee Domke, and Michelle Nystrom of O2 Staffing. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Christy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. 244-0118, extension 202. Join in the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Free Fire Media, Cheryl Bombauer, Teamwork HR at O2 Staffing, Apex Technology, Reading Bank of Commerce, Alaska Financial Company, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Reading Rancheria. Vote early for your favorite dancer at ShastaWomensRefuge.org.
It is 8:34 at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They take pride in the fact they install high quality equipment in a professional manner, and they serve you at just the right temperature. Pretty moderate this week, but it's going to get hot again. When it's hot outside, they want you cool inside. Email them, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642.
Good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on vacation. We've had climate scientists on the air all morning, and we have one more. Our very special guest is Dr. Melanie Fitzpatrick. Are you there, Melanie?
Good morning, Doug. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you. Dr. Fitzpatrick is a climate scientist with the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. We call that UCS. Her work encompasses basic climate research, the local and global consequences of climate change, and communicating scientific findings to policymakers, the media, and citizens. Dr. Fitzpatrick completed her PhD in geophysics at the University of Washington in Seattle, where she researched the interaction between sea ice, clouds, and climate. As a polar research specialist, she has worked as a field-based climate scientist with the Australian Antarctic Program, the U.S. Antarctic Program, and with the Department of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington in Seattle. She was also an expert reviewer for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, assessment reports in 2001 and 2007. Melanie developed a series of climate impact reports for the UCS for 8 Midwestern states and Pennsylvania. Over the past 2 decades, she has conducted and supported global change science programs in Antarctica, spent time in Greenland and Alaska, and continues to be passionate about ensuring that government policies are informed by the best available science. Finally, she's been cited by the New York Times, USA Today, the Associated Press, and Reuters. So, Dr. Fitzpatrick, we've talked to Dr. Schmidt, Dr. Donner, and Mr. Henson about global warming, about the cause, about this consensus. And for this last half hour, we want to talk to you about impacts around the planet, but also in Northern California. And I wondered what is the scientific view right now of what impacts are happening and what we can expect.
Well, I think if you talk about the globe, and I know your first 3 speakers have done that, what we're seeing is that every decade is hotter than the last decade. We're seeing globally that record high temperatures are being broken at a much greater rate than record low temperatures. Now, if global warming were not happening, you would expect you would break as many low-temperature records as high-temperature ones. But last year, just in the USA, I think the ratio for high-temperature records being broken was 5 times as many as low-temperature records. So we're certainly on an up escalator. The ocean is warming to a great degree. We've seen over the last 100 years about a 7-inch or 8-inch rise in global sea level. That's been the same on the coast of California. We've seen about 7 inches of global sea level rise. California's also seen more of a warming than the rest of the world. And the greatest warming, certainly within the state, has been in the Sierra Nevada. Your listeners will probably be aware that a warmer winter means that you get less snow, and you might get the same amount of precipitation, but more of that precipitation falls as rain rather than snow. This means you'll get less of a snowpack, and we're experiencing that this year. The snowpack will melt sooner. That will lead to drier soils and longer, drier summers. And we know that those conditions make wildfire risk much higher. So we certainly see the impacts around us, and the science, as you've heard, is irrefutable. We're seeing evidence for global warming everywhere. What we really need to do is use that can-do attitude of Californians and take the lead to put in place measures to deal with our heat-trapping emissions. And California is a really exciting place because that is actually happening.
Thank you, Dr. Fitzpatrick. We had a caller waiting on the line that wanted to talk about clear-cutting and any relationship it might have with global warming.
And let's see here. Mauro.
Mauro, go ahead.
You're on the line live on KCNR AM 1460. Mauro.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Craig and Dr. Fitzpatrick. This area, Northern California, specifically Redding, is the home of Sierra Pacific Industries. And this timber company and family owns 2 million acres of the Sierra Nevada. Over 1 million acres of that is right now on the chopping block for clear cutting. Now, we spoke to the Board of Forestry a couple weeks ago and read them the AMEG planetary emergency, and we're trying to explain to the Board of Forestry about the Arctic ice melting and how it was related to deforestation. My question is, they say that they recoup the carbon from a lost clear cut in about 80 to 100 years when the new plantation that they plant is fully grown, and they say they recouped it all. If that timber company was in front of you today with the Board of Forestry, with an open mind and open heart, what would you tell them?
Before Dr. Fitzpatrick answers, we need to take a break, Mauro, but we'll give her lots of time after the break to answer that question. And we'll be right back after this break.
Are you beginning to notice the television is too far away and the menu in your favorite restaurant is printed too small? Hard as it may be, is it time for you to admit you really do need glasses, whether for distance, reading, or the glaring sun? Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, you'll get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames or budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear. Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
8:43 on KCNR AM 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do a guarantee. Other shops don't. Small chips up to 24 inches. See Jeff. Tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. 3208 Market Street in Redding. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 241-8373.
Good morning, Redding. This is Dr. Doug Craig filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM. Community Radio for the North State. Just before the break, Morrow had a question for Dr. Melanie Fitzpatrick, a climate scientist with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Morrow asked about clear-cutting and the relationship with climate change. Dr. Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that was a great question, Morrow. I can understand how you must feel about having that in your backyard. And one of the things to remember is that forests are really important to climate change. They actually store carbon by taking in carbon dioxide. And we know that about one-fifth of the carbon dioxide that we're seeing in the atmosphere is due to deforestation in places. That's the historical amount. And so it's very important that communities do come together to work to preserve those forests. So I would support you in doing that as a community. It's a very important part of the climate picture.
Now, a question I had, Dr. Fitzpatrick, none of the other experts have got to this point yet. I wondered if you could talk about per capita CO2 emissions around the planet, and in particular how Americans compare with, let's say, Ethiopians or people from other parts of the planet, what the world output of CO2 is on a daily and annual basis, and also the carbon budget. I know a lot of scientists talk about trying to avoid the magic ratio of 2 degrees Celsius, that's considered an important guardrail that we must not pass, and kind of the impacts that we could face if we don't stay under that limit.
Sure. Well, I'd be delighted to talk about that. The whole idea of per capita emissions is looking at what your personal carbon footprint is. And we can do it for industrialized countries like the USA and Australia. And we have pretty high carbon footprints. So, for instance, my lifestyle, living in an industrialized country, if everyone on the planet consumed the way I do, so flew as much as I do in airplanes and drove in cars as much as I do and ate food that was transported a long way and used the kind of power that I use, we would need 6 planets to support the whole population. And that number comes from looking at the emissions from your tailpipe in your car, the emissions that it takes trucks to bring food to where you live, and the kind of energy that you might get, say, from a coal-fired power station. So when you add it all up, those of us in industrialized countries are really living beyond our footprint. If we're compared to a lot of countries that are still developing, so countries in Africa, some Asian countries, their per capita emissions are much, much lower. And one of the things that happens at international negotiations is we talk about how we can provide some kind of alternative pathway for those countries so that they don't follow the carbon-intensive lifestyles that we do. And that's certainly an ongoing conversation. The idea of a 2-degree centigrade limit, that's about 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, that's been identified as somewhere that we see scientifically as a limit. Now, that's not a hard line in the sand. There are people talking about possibly a lower limit to avoid some of the worst impacts. But that is determined by a budget. So just like your normal budget of money every month, you have a certain amount you can spend. We have a certain amount of carbon we can put into the atmosphere between now and 2050. And that will hopefully keep us below a limit of 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees Celsius, so about 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. to avoid the worst impacts. But to do that, we really have to restructure our energy system. New technologies that are around need to be employed, both for power, where we get our electricity from, the kinds of efficiencies we have in our buildings, the kinds of transport we use, and how our industries are powered as well. And we have a bit of resistance to technology. I think humans don't like change. But one of the analogies that I like to use is about 30 years ago, we tried to introduce computers, and they were going to replace typewriters. There was a lot of resistance to that because computers were seen as expensive. I don't think the power of them was quite seen. And so there was a lot of resistance to replacing typewriters. And just 30 years later, we all have computers in our back pocket. So that kind of technological change is really exciting. I think there are some amazing things that we can do if we're open to change.
I also wanted to ask you, I think when climate change or global warming is presented in the media, often it's presented as a politically contentious issue. But when I listen to climate scientists, I don't get the politics as much. I believe it would seem that this issue transcends political differences. What do you say to that?
Well, one of the favorite things I like to say is there are no Republican or Democrat thermometers. We know that the evidence is clear that global warming is happening. As scientists, we're not interested in making this a political issue. We know that as communities, we have to pull together to address this for the long term.
We're talking with Dr. Melanie Fitzpatrick, a brilliant climate scientist from the Union of Concerned Scientists, and we'll be right back after this break.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now, back for one more segment. Craig.
Good morning, Reading. This is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We're talking with Dr. Melanie Fitzpatrick, a climate scientist with a climate and energy program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. And Melanie, in this last segment, I wanted to get to an issue that's very important to human beings throughout the planet, but certainly here in Northern California. And that issue is water and the relationship to agriculture. We've talked up here about raising Shasta Dam. I know Jerry Brown, the governor, has talked about some new plans for transporting water. There's this thing about the peripheral canal and underground water. What do you see as we go forward in the years and decades to come? What do we need to understand about water, and how do we need to treat it so that we can still have a viable society?
I think what's very important to point out is that certainly agriculture in California is very dependent on water. It's a $30 billion a year industry. And one of the positives is that agriculture is adaptive. So if we know enough about the current climate and enough about what might happen in the future, that agriculture can adapt to a certain extent. And we know that some management practices are already being put in place that have co-benefits. These are things like irrigation technologies that can be used to change how water is used in agriculture. We know there are soil carbon storage techniques. We know that different crops can be planted. So with enough information, the agriculture industry can certainly figure out some of the climate change impacts. And what's good about California is that climate change assessments come out every couple of years. So the Environmental Protection Authority actually puts these climate assessments out. One came out last year, which was a huge effort by California scientists. I think there were 26 research teams, 37 individual reports, and they were looking at adaptation and mitigation. So that's how we deal with the impacts that we can't avoid and how we reduce our emissions for the future. And a lot of the parts of that report were looking at, for instance, how Yolo County farmers could change their practices. And that planning is really an integral part of how California will deal with these issues in the future. So I think, you know, we should look at the positive sides of what we can do about this issue.
And another issue that's very important to most of us in the northern state is wildfires. And I read a recent Outside magazine article that had some pretty frightening statistics about how early wildfire season is starting now compared to decades ago and how long it lasts. The amount of economic damage it inflicts and the amount of area and size and intensity. So what can you tell us about wildfire now and in the future in this changing climate?
Well, you're absolutely right. What is happening is that we're seeing earlier snow melt. We're seeing warmer temperatures in the summer and a longer dry period. And these are exactly the conditions that increase the risk of wildfire. Hand in hand with that, the challenges of more development. So if you have more urban development, or for instance you have transmission lines for electricity, then you're actually opening up the risks to property damage, and firefighting costs will go up. So there are a lot of issues around wildfire, and this is why, again, we stress the importance of being able to manage adaptively, depending on what we'll see in the future, and also really to avoid the worst impacts, we need to reduce our heat-trapping emissions. So it all comes hand in hand, and each issue has one portion of it of what we can actually avoid in the future by changing our emission scenarios, and what we need to do to adapt to the changes that we can no longer avoid. So they're critical conversations that we need to have.
Dr. Fitzpatrick, we have a little less than a minute left, maybe 40 seconds, and I just wondered what gives you hope. I know this is a very depressing topic, but I know you're an optimist. So just what gives you hope about this issue?
So what gives me hope at the moment is living in California. I'm living in a state that really has a can-do attitude. You're a world leader on addressing global warming, and really the rest of the world, and certainly the rest of the United States, is watching what happens here politically. So that's what keeps me going, and it makes me very excited to know that there are communities here that want change. There are communities here that are willing to pull together to address this issue. I think it's the most important issue of our time.
Thank you, Dr. Fitzpatrick, and thanks to all the scientists that joined us today. And now we're turning this over to Bob Belongi. And thank you, Bob, for your good production today.
And thank you for being a guest host here on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on KCNR. Thank you for listening to Free Fire Radio.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
There are strict controls over what we can do under the order.
Limits and layers of oversight on government surveillance being detailed at a House hearing.
Any of the accessing that is done in an auditable fashion. There is a trail of it.
Deputy Attorney General James Cole, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live at the White House.
National Security Agency Director General Keith Alexander testified that the phone and internet record gathering helped foil more than 50 plots, including one to blow up the New York Stock Exchange.
The foreign intelligence programs that we're talking about is the best counterterrorism tools that we have to go after these guys. We can't lose those capabilities.
He defended the program as being constrained by strict rules and rigorous oversight.
The disciplined operation of these programs protects the privacy and civil liberties of the American people.
General Alexander saying he doesn't think this debate is hurting the program. He says the damage was already done by the leak that exposed it. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. The Taliban.